This week... Oh, wait a minute. I'm getting a text. Just give me 1 second. Okay, milk and bread. I'm sorry. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenke. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest this hour will be noted cook and food expert Maria Benarnis. She is the creator of the concept of Greek-alicious. It is not just recipes. It is almost an entire culture. It's a special way to look at food, the creation of food, and how food is so important for the complete harmony of all of us as we go through life. So Christina Staffo will stop by, and we will chat with Maria. After that, it'll be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard, followed by the age-old, well, it's not age-old, it's pretty much the past 10 years or so, to anti-back or not to anti-back. Is too much antibacterial lotion not good for us? Are we creating these super germs that will come and get us and not even our Purell will be able to defend us? Well, we'll talk about it. And then a guy's guide to cooking for a date. All right, gentlemen, when was the last time you cooked for a lady? Maybe even just your wife, or maybe that girl that you're trying to get to know a whole lot better. Well, Christina will be by once again, and we will chat about the do's and don'ts when cooking for that special someone. We start things off this hour with distracted driving. I know everyone's talked about distracted driving. You're going down the road, all of a sudden the car in front of you in the middle lane either just starts to stop, slow down, it weaves into another lane, and yes, inevitably when you pass the person up, the moron is there on his or her phone, texting or looking at Facebook or doing whatever. Well, now we have hands-free. As long as you're talking hands-free, it's fine. Well, it doesn't work. The other day I'm driving on the highway, and all of a sudden the car in front of me starts to weave and slow and accelerate. Oh, here we go again. You know, back in the day, you would think, oh, they're drunk. No, now they're on their phone. Okay, so I try to get around her. I pull up next to her, and she has her earbuds in, and she's having a wild argument with no one, obviously with the person on the phone. And so she's talking with her hands. And if her hands are in the air, demonstrating her emotions at the moment, where are they not? That is correct. They are not on the steering wheel. And this woman was apoplectic, going crazy in the car, screaming at someone. You could literally hear her screaming inside the car. We're on the highway at about 60 miles an hour. I had my windows down to enjoy the fresh air, and you could hear her screaming inside the car. For a moment, I was concerned. Is she in distress? No, she's having a heated argument on the phone. So hands-free means nothing. Because your concentration is still focused not on the road, but on the person to whom you are speaking with or screaming at. And I love now how technology has to catch up with us in the car. Because now we have to have Wi-Fi in the car. Oh, they say it so the kids can watch that latest episode of SpongeBob in the back so they keep their mouths shut. But you know what this is leading into? Wi-Fi in the car? Why not grab the phone and have a good old time? No distractions. Go to Pandora. Search away. Listen to that same song over and over and over again. Text that person that you can't get enough of over and over and over again. Because when I hear the commercials, it's the brand new Fraxin Stack 500 with Wi-Fi for your convenience so the kids can enjoy a good movie. No, it's not for that. And you know what the veiled reason is? It's so you'll never have to be out of contact with anyone again. It's hands-free. It's hands-free. I'm not holding it up to my head. It's on speaker, but I'm tapping away because I've got Wi-Fi and I'll never be out of the loop again. I will never miss that exciting thing that someone said on Facebook, that tweet from that singer that I follow. I'll get it before anyone else does. And then I'll be able to tweet about it because I'm driving at 70 miles an hour and I'm not paying attention to that truck or that construction zone. Because I'm paying attention to the Wi-Fi in my car, and I'm paying attention to my phone. Phones in cars, folks. Nothing but danger ahead. Stay with us. Maria Benarnis is next. She won't be on the phone. Well, she will be on the phone for the interview, but you know what I mean. She won't be distracted by her smartphone. I hope. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenke.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Desk work can be just as taxing on your body as physical labor. Your neck muscles tighten. You feel a discomfort in your wrists. Your eyes strain.
The solution is simple. Take a break. Stand up. Stretch. Breathe. Focus on something far away to rest your eyes.
But if you're like us, you get so involved in your work that you forget to take a break. Fortunately, you can use a simple tool to remind you.
Set an alarm for 1 hour. When it goes off, take a break for a minute. Then compare your progress for the day against your to-do list.
Are you on track? If not, double your efforts before the next alarm.
If you are, reward yourself with a longer break of 5 minutes or so.
Create deadlines hour by hour to get more done. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What's one of the most important rules when it comes to raising kids? It's called the you get what you earn rule, and here's the social science of it. Professors at universities have noticed a trend. More and more students are coming in asking their teachers to change their grade to a higher one.
Give it to me!
And when teachers don't comply,
give it to me!
Students are rather, well, indignant.
Give it to me now!
Children who have received a lifetime of things just for the asking tend to develop a expect more than you earn attitude.
I want it.
No need to work for it, just ask for it. So parents, back to the basics. Children must learn that praise and privileges follow appropriate hard work, and punishment follows inappropriate work. What's the cheap psychological trick? Children who learn that actions have consequences do better in life. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.